Thank you very much. They appreciate the hand, and they've sung. It's been a long time since they did those numbers, and they've sung and played about all they can remember, a few more, but about all of them. And I think they did a great job, all of them. And I want to thank Mac Wiseman and Don and Reno and Benny Martin and, of course, Bill and James Monroe here on the bass fiddle. We're going to take just a second to get in tune with Jimmy Martin and Larry Richardson and those boys who joined the Bluegrass Story. And they'll do the next segment. Then following them, the Stanley Brothers, when they joined in with Bill Monroe, although they were playing at Bristol and had been playing this type music all the time. But they joined. So we've got two more little segments to go on the Bluegrass Story, and we'll be back with you. Bluegrass music. We want to do an explanation here now. We are doing the different sounds that all the artists have contributed to this stuff called bluegrass music that the beat of Mule Skinner Blues was played in. So we want you to understand that all these people contributed something. Everyone was important. It was not just one or two people. The Bluegrass Boys in Nashville, Tennessee was joined by another guitar player and singer. His name was Jimmy Martin, and he joined Bill Monroe's Bluegrass Boys, and they used to feature this duet on all their stage shows.